The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had, yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a short thought on a long gospel. The woman afflicted with hemorrhages turned to Jesus, but only as a last resort. Only after first exhausting everything that she owned on doctors. Jairus, the synagogue official, turned to Jesus, but only as a last resort. Only when he had no more hope and had no place else to turn. There's many people who turn to Jesus, but only as a last resort. And it's here that we can understand a little bit better how God sees suffering in this world. Jesus is not a social reformer or a philanthropist whose purpose is to eliminate suffering or to minimize it wherever it's possible. He knows that suffering is a gateway to the soul and that the soul's deepest need is God and that people will turn to God but only as a last resort and that suffering can be God's point of entry. That's why he tells us to take up your cross. That's why Jesus does not avoid all suffering himself. It can be very hard for us to understand that there's something greater in this life than prosperity than health, than well-being, and that something greater is God Himself, which is why when you suffer, it's only for a season and always for a reason, to open the door of your soul so that God can enter in. And when He enters in, He brings His comfort, healing, and peace. St. Agatha, pray for us.